Welcome back to this transformative series. We have traced epilepsy from brain to psyche to womb. And now we turn toward the soul's journey and karmic patterns that may echo through lifetimes. Epilepsy can be viewed not only as a physical or psychological condition, but as a profound soul-level journey carrying karmic patterns and spiritual lessons across lifetimes. This broader understanding opens a transformative perspective that shifts epilepsy from a mere disorder or limitation into a sacred mission for healing and growth. Karma is understood as the energetic and emotional residues handed down through past actions, relationships, and choices. Not only in this lifetime, but through ancestral and past life experiences. These energetic imprints can influence present-day health and behavior, including conditions like epilepsy. Your soul might consciously choose to incarnate, carrying these challenges to confront and resolve unresolved patterns. This can be seen as an opportunity for spiritual evolution, reclaiming personal power, and deep healing. Epilepsy may manifest as a doorway inviting you to face inherited ancestral wounds or past life traumas that linger in the subtle body. Instead of viewing epilepsy as punishment, you can embrace it as a call to transform suffering into illumination, a path that calls for grace, patience, and a broadened sense of purpose in healing. Healing on this level often involves inner forgiveness towards self, ancestors, or karmic experiences, and releasing energetic contracts, vows, or life patterns that no longer serve your soul's well-being. So here are some karmic healing practices and approaches that you may follow. Number one, you can engage in forgiveness practices that include ancestral and past life forgiveness, freeing yourself and your lineage from binding emotional debts. Number two, you can use deep meditation, ritual, or prayer to connect with your higher self and soul guides, seeking clarity on your soul's purpose in carrying epilepsy. Number three, you can explore lineage healing ceremonies or energy work that focuses on transmuting ancestral traumas and creating new patterns of health. Number four, you can practice compassionate self-inquiry to discover what karmic lessons you are embracing and where you hold resistance or pain to be healed. And if you need support in any of these practices, you may reach out to me on an individual call. The link is on the description. Well, there are furthermore some reflective questions that you may ponder upon. Number one, what family or ancestral patterns of health challenges, emotional traumas, or struggles resonate with me? Number two, can I sense an inner invitation from my soul within my epilepsy to grow, heal, or learn something essential? Number three, where in my heart or mind can forgiveness and energetic release create new space for healing? Number four, how might embracing the spiritual journey behind epilepsy shift my relationship with my condition? Number five, are there any spiritual traditions, rituals, or practices that feel right to engage with this deep healing process? Embracing epilepsy as part of the soul's karmic journey offers rich meaning, empowering your healing with a profound spiritual process. It does invite transformation beyond the physical, encouraging a holistic integration of past, present, and future selves toward wholeness. Up next, we'll explore the critical windows across life, early childhood, puberty, and emotional upheavals when epilepsy often speaks loudest, and learn how to nurture yourself through these vulnerable phases. See you then.